This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
Requested by Michelle, Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
Oh no, there's only one of them left now, isn't there?
Yes, a bit terrible, isn't it?
No.
Now, if people want to request a song, they can do so 0427 Joy 949 or email honor at joy.org.au. We are also giving a prize away.
We are, and it is for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It is Fabian Lapham and the Actual Musicians. It's called God Fights the Dinosaurs and Nine Other Stories That Will Awesome You in the Face. It's quite the title.
Indeed.
But we've only heard good things, and it's on at the Northern Town Hall on Tuesday, April the 16th. It's 7 o'clock.
Brilliant. If you want to go into the draw, just SMS Fabian to 0427JOY949. It's very, very simple. You can't have won a prize in the last 2 weeks and you have to be a Joy member.
Is it because of this Youth Week that I'm enjoying a very small packet of jelly beans?
I believe this is the case. I don't know what the connection between youth and jelly beans is, but I'm sure there is one.
I think sweets, isn't it? That's what they do.
Eat sweets?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Once you get older, you don't tend to eat sweets. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I had any chocolate.
Yeah.
Actually, I do now.
Yeah. You'll be right.
Yeah, I do remember. Although, as you well know, I'm still off the booze.
So how is that going?
Really well.
Yes.
I'm annoyingly full of energy.
Are you sleeping differently, better?
Well, I'm alone.
Yes.
Yeah, because you have a few drinks and that's it. You let anybody in.
Yeah.
You know, now.
No.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
No, no.
Said, sorry, Laurie Oakes, can't come in tonight.
You've had your chance. I'm off the tipple, you know. But no, I guess I'm sleeping well.
Yes.
But I wake up really, really early and I don't mind
because
I haven't got a hangover.
Brilliant.
Yep.
So you're doing it 1 month. So you've got like a couple of weeks left.
Well, I started on the last couple of days of March, so
I
am actually going to have a bit of a night out on the 29th of April.
So that'll be the end of it.
Yes.
Good
but
on you.
I am going to keep going.
Good. And you are coming to, it is my birthday on Friday.
Yes, I am. And I'm going to.
Are coming, aren't you?
I most definitely am.
Yes, good.
Friday.
Yes.
And I'm going to drink tea.
Good.
Long Island Island.
Yes.
No, I'm not. But I am definitely going. It turns out you don't have to have alcohol to have a good time.
I know, Michael
Dolphin.
There
are drugs. You can have a Valium or a Rohypnol and just look like you've had
drink.
No, I won't.
No.
Oh, the tablet.
Yeah.
Yes, they give you energy, don't they?
Yes, they do.
A couple of no-dos and a Red Bull and I will be flying around
Brilliant.
That room.
God help us.
I do like alcohol, but I think maybe...
In moderation.
Exactly.
Yes.
I didn't even know how to spell it, let alone do it.
Right.
But now I do.
You're a changed man.
It's unbelievable. And the weight... hasn't changed. No, it has. It's slightly. Clothes are now doing up without me having to take an intake of breath.
Good.
Which is great.
Yeah.
You still can't sit too close because a button might get you in the eye.
Well.
But it's happening. It's happening.
This is good news.
It is, isn't it?
After this, maybe I'll tell you about my cocktail party that I went to on the weekend.
Oh, cocktail party, right, yes. I'd love to hear it.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
The Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
Certainly is, and we are taking your requests 0427JOY949 or email honor at joy.org.au.
There's rather a bit of 80s flavour about it tonight, though, have you
there
noticed?
There is indeed.
Yes. And more on the way.
More on the way, but we do have room for a little bit more, so get the entries in now.
Yes. Now, I've got to mention this only because we had him on not last week, the week before.
Yes.
But John Jackson is an amazing singer, and he's going to be performing his shows at Chapel of Chapel. Now, I'm going on Saturday night.
Brilliant.
But it actually begins this evening at Chapel and runs Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's tomorrow night, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Nice.
All you've got to do is ring up the chapel. Lovely venue. If you've never been there, God, well, come on, go there. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's my party, it's called. And it's going to be brilliant.
As you say, he's a great singer.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yes.
So go down and support John Jackson.
Yes. Now, James says, you were talking a little earlier about the fact that you are doing an abstain in April.
Yeah, no drinking.
And James says, Michael, is Dolly Diamond allowed to drink?
No.
No.
Well, you know, because it's kind of, you know, you no.
No.
We'll leave it there because, you know.
Yeah.
It would get back to me, wouldn't it?
It'd be cheating, wouldn't it?
It would.
It would get
yes.
back to me.
It would be ridiculous.
Yes.
This one came in.
A little earlier when we were talking, when someone wrote in and said that you were her favourite of the Daltons. We didn't ask people to take favourites. We're not David and Sue.
No.
But someone did write in and say that you were their favourite. And, well, this person wrote in and says,
coming from one of 15 siblings. God. Could that be right?
Hmm.
Oh, I've learned that all of my brothers and sisters are my favourites, just as I adore you both equally. Ooh. Ah, P.S. My parents bought their first TV in the 70s. Then there were no more babies. Stick to radio. Andrew and Brunny.
Thank you, Andrew.
And this one came in. We are definitely going to get to this song on a little bit later. It's Power by Snap. Loved it. But I'm going to suggest that this might be someone from the north of England, who's Chris from Glenroy, says, canny, good show-like. Enjoying the show in a hot bath. And away the lads.
Wow.
So I might be wrong, but mm-hmm. might not be.
Thank you very much. Very, very nice. If you want to SMS anytime, 0427JOY949, or you could become a fan of us on Facebook.
Yes. Now, this came in. Can we fit a bit of Celine Dion in The Power of Love for Mario? Well, we'll give it a go.
We'll see.
Yes, it's not one of my favourites.
Mm-hmm. And hello to Craig, the funeral director, who says, hi, Glenn and Michael. Michael, I think it's very admirable you are not drinking for a month, and I wanted you to know that I'm with you in spirit. At the moment, that's whiskey.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, brilliant. Now, good. Speaking of all sorts of spirits.
Yes.
I went to a very interesting party on Saturday night, which is why I couldn't go to see Angela Lansbury in Driving Miss Daisy,
mm-hmm.
which was a shame.
It was a bloody shame.
But a couple of weeks ago, a few friends had this, they concocted this idea of why don't we have a progressive cocktail party. So basically what this was sort of, this was generated because there are a group of about five or six friends who all live within walking distance of each other.
Right.
And there was this idea that maybe each house could make one cocktail and you start at one house and then you work your way to the next where you have another cocktail and to the next you have another cocktail and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. How many were involved? As in different places you
There were
go.
Six places.
Ooh,
six places,
lot, then,
six cocktails. And the, at the beginning it was just sort of like, you know, kind of put out there, blah, 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 let's start at this house. And suddenly I thought, we need a bit of control and a bit order
yes.
here.
Yes, and what if everybody made the same one?
Yes, well, everyone had to write on the Facebook wall what they were going to make.
Very sensible.
Yes, but also there needed to be a limit of time and or drinks at each place.
Because
yes. you know what, you know, groups
the
of gays are
night.
Like. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, no, let's just sort of stay here. So we had we could stay there for 45 minutes per venue. And then you move on to the next one.
Yep.
And it was actually really fun. So we started and had mojitos.
Oh, nice.
And then walked and had margaritas.
Oh, I like them.
Didn't like that
oh,
as much.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, I didn't mind it, but...
Were they flavoured or just the... natural?
No, flavoured.
Oh,
I only had half of one of that. I had one mojito because
oh.
I'm also trying to be sensible with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Sensible-er. And one... so I had half of that. Then we had martinis. Didn't like that at all.
No, they are very, very strong.
Yes.
They leave me shaken and stirred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Then we moved on. We had Long Island iced teas.
Well, we love those.
Love those. Yeah, that like was my favourite.
Like a third arm, isn't it?
Exactly. The next house, I think it was Tequila Sunrise.
Oh, I like that. They're nice when you're on holiday,
yes.
I reckon, yes.
But it was just a really cool idea.
Yeah,
so
I like it.
I think we were starting to think of other progressive parties we could have.
Well, I wonder, would it work if you were doing it in your own house? house if you had a different drink in each room?
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, come in, we're going to the bedroom next. Having a tequila sunrise. It's, you know.
Yeah.
What else would you like to do then, progressively?
Well,
you could have a different man in every place. Couldn't you? Or ladies, you could have a different lady.
Yeah. Or you could have like progressive wines.
Yes.
Or progressive beers. There were other suggestions.
I bet there were. Go on then.
Maybe.
Go an old pack.
Maybe. I can't.
Come on. You'll be all right. No one's listening.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now a big hello to Peter and Dale, who said, hello guys.
Hello.
Listening to you, Peter from London, holidaying with Dale from Melbourne. Currently relaxing in Perth.
God, they get around, don't they?
Don't they? Love listening to you online at home in the UK or online in Perth. Back to Melbourne tomorrow night for another 10 days in Australia. That is Peter and Dale. Thank you very much.
Well, boys, if you want to get a request in, we might be able to do that, mightn't we?
We might indeed.
You know, a bit of Sonia or, you know, someone else.
Well, I'm a bit of Sonia.
No, you know, the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hazel Dean.
Yes.
Yes.
Looking for love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, 0427 Joy 949 for anyone who wants to request a song. It's very, very easy.
Damn right. All you got to do is SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
The Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
I've got the power.
I have.
Mm.
Snap.
Indeed.
Yep. Talking of the 80s.
Yes.
This came in. Happy Wednesday, Daltons. Loving the show. Big night ahead. Love some comedy. Gook Lalaga.
Well, hello, Gook Lalaga, and let's just say we hope you're on your way.
Yes.
Because, you know, you might be late, and that would be very uncharacteristic.
Yes, you've got to be there. The show starts at 7. I'm off to see the Krensky sisters.
Krensky sisters.
Yes.
Very good.
So that should be a good one.
Yes.
And then the best of British.
Mm.
And then the very lovely Bev and Monty D.
Yes, maybe not the best of British.
Well, you know, they're going to be brilliant.
But they're not British.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
Mm.
Different one, different show.
Yes. That'll be good. You're going to be hopefully chuckling your little heart out for the rest of the afternoon.
Or I'll chuck my heart
out. Who knows?
But no, it should be a good one.
Very good. I'm off to the circus.
Yes. Mm. Well, finally they've recognised your talents. And taking you in, you know.
Indeed.
I meant, you know, because of your athleticism.
Acrobatics.
Not your clown face.
No, acrobatics. Oh, it's going to be great. Let me tell you a quick story.
Yes.
You know, my friend Robert.
I do, yes.
A little unhinged from time to time.
No.
Oh, he is.
He's a lot unhinged.
Yes. Yeah. He and I have talked for a little while about that we want to get tattoos.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
Didn't know that.
Well, you know, we've never actually ever committed to it. But he came up with this little idea the other day. I've worked out what I'm going to get.
Yes.
He wants to get it on his arm or his shoulder, basically. And he goes, I want to get a maze. He's like, I'm like, what? He's like a maze. So, like, you know, I want it to be, like, really complicated.
Oh.
And so, like, in the middle, there's, like, a little kind of pot of gold or a prize or something like that.
Right.
And then you start at one thing, right? And then, like, people can just, like, come and just, like, you know, kind of try and work out the maze.
Well, I would advise against that, wouldn't you?
Yes,
but
what's your reason for advising against
it? Well, I mean, for me, I guess, because I'd be hanging out with the same people, and once you've sort of done it, you've done it. But I guess he sleeps around enough that there will always be someone to be amazed.
This is true. Well, I told him I think he's just lost. I think it's just ridiculous.
It is. It's odd.
And he is.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can just imagine, like, you know, like I'm lying in bed and I'm asleep and, like, you know, if the guy next to me is bored, at least he's, like, got something to do.
Well, yes, I mean...
Leave.
Yeah.
That's what he should be doing.
God, you know. Yeah, surely there's other game. You know, you could get a hole in one while he's that bored.
But do you remember last week we were having dinner with him and he said there was some guy...
I do. I just had it up on my screen.
Well, there was a guy that he had met recently.
Yes, and he's kind of saying that he wasn't really into the guy.
Yeah.
And that the guy was... It's really getting on my nerves. We were like, why? Well, he calls me at night. I said, oh, right, yes. But he calls me to tell me everything about his day. I thought, oh, that can be awful. It's almost like somebody with feelings. And then I do believe you did ask him, was he still having sex with the guy?
Well, yes. And he said,
yes, I am.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, that's what happens if you... Yeah, but this is from a guy who wants to put a maze on his shoulder.
That's right. I mean, what do you expect?
Well, it's not Sudoku on his heart. I know what the number is. So do I. It's not right.
Tetris on his back.
Yeah, it's not right.
Not at all.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
It's just Glenn. At the moment, Michael has gone off to see some comedy, but we are in the middle of request hour. There are so many here that we're going to move on to the next one. A big hello to Cameron, who says, evening, boys. Traffic is crappy. So can I request the new Chaka Khan song, It's Not Over, please? Thanks, Cam. Well, Cam, can't find the new one. Well, Andy couldn't anyway. So I got this one on for you. Hope you enjoy it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9!
Oh, it is Glenn Dalton here. A few last-minute messages, or a number of last-minute messages. Hello to Ray. He wanted to hear a little bit of Strike It Up by Black Box or Touch Me by the 49ers. Unfortunately, Ray, we don't have time for your request. Very sorry about that. Hello to some anonymous person who says, hi, guys, loving the show as always. Any chance of hearing Urban Cookie Collectives feels like heaven. Unfortunately, we don't have time. Sorry about that. We also don't have time for Kate, your request, which was Hey Soul Sister by Train. Sorry about that. And Mario, we don't have time for Celine Dion. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Hello to Cam, who says, if the CD is missing, make sure you tell the music director. Certainly. And hello to Sarah, who says, it seems to me that the other Mr. Dalton hasn't made it through a whole show in weeks. Gold star to you for sticking around. Sarah, I'll be certain to pass that one on to him. A big thank you to everyone who has helped with the show today, including our wonderful National Youth Week participants. They did a great job. Hello, thank you to Andy and also to Gary Wilson on the news. Stick around, Gay News Week is coming up right after the news with Gary Wilson. But right now, here's a little bit of Boys of Summer, requested by Magda. Good night, everyone.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.